Vivian Uccello is joining us here on the program. Vivian, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Vivian is the public information officer for the city of Manhattan, and you serve on the task force. I don't even remember what the task force is.
I'm actually part of the Emergency Operations Center for Riley County.
Great. I'm glad that you got that out for us. So,
thank you.
Well, we appreciate you calling in this morning here on a Friday, and we just kind of want to bring our listeners up to date, Vivian, on some of the things that are happening, and we have new numbers that we like to share every day. So, tell us, what kind of results you're seeing these days from COVID-19 in Riley County.
Well, as of yesterday afternoon, there were 7 new cases identified for Riley County, and 6 more people had recovered. The total of active patients is now 116, and there are a total of 299 people who have recovered, so that's a good thing. The cumulative total for the county since the outbreak began is 418. And also as of yesterday afternoon, there were 4 positive patients at Via Christi Hospital, which means that their symptoms were severe enough to require hospitalization. One of those patients is on a ventilator. 2 of them were part of the outbreak at Meadowlark. And then there's actually another from Dickinson County and another from Riley County. So a total of 4, I kind of went about that in a roundabout way, but total of 4 positives. And the one person under investigation who is in the hospital actually tested negative. So that's good news.
I know that, we're seeing more and more tests that are being conducted. And one of the things that I hear from a number of folks, in fact, we had a young man here that took a test here a couple of weeks ago, and it took about 10 days for him to get the test results back. And that's got to be a challenging and frustrating situation.
It's very frustrating. I think most frustrating for the patients who are waiting for those results. But in labs all over the state and really all over the country, there is such a large volume of testing being done, which is good. We want to have the capacity to do testing. But when the results take so long, it really it provides a really stressful situation for patients. And I know that everyone is trying to pivot and find new resources and find new ways to do it. But the problem is it's not an isolated problem for Riley County or Kansas. It's kind of all across the U.S. that people are struggling to get through this backlog of testing at labs. So what we're encouraging people to do, if you're waiting for test results, you are still required to stay home and quarantine. That's certainly a frustrating situation, but that's really the only way to slow the spread of the virus. If the people who are suspected to be positive, who think they might be sick, really continue to stay home, even as inconvenient as that might be for them.
Those best practices are very, very important, especially, as parents are getting ready to prepare their kids for school. And who knows when school is going to happen? Some districts still haven't figured that out yet. USD 383 is talking about that today, I understand. And we have a number of schools that are, looking at starting here before the Labor Day weekend. Of course, Kansas State University. And the best practices, if we do have a lot of K-State students come in, that's, we're going to have to probably bump up our attention to that.
Absolutely. And we will most likely see a spike in cases in Riley County when school starts up, when students return, and we want to welcome them back to a safe community. And that really depends on the actions of all of us, the choices that we make to prioritize health, prioritize safely, take care of ourselves, our family, our community, and kind of make those difficult decisions to maybe stay home, even though we'd like something, to avoid those behaviors that we all know are kind of risky at this point in time, that close contact, the crowded situations, all of those things that we've been talking about since the beginning. Please wear your mask. Please limit the amount of contact you have with the public, and kind of just make those choices now that will have an impact on the safety of our community. And you talked a little bit about those decisions that local school districts are making. The Kansas Board of Education decided to not uphold the governor's order to delay school until after Labor Day, and leaving that decision up to local school boards, which is a good thing. They can make the choices that fit their situation the best. But again, it also comes down to the choice of every family. What's the best situation for you? Whether to send your children back to school, all of those things. We all have a lot of thinking, a lot of decision making to do about that.
Visiting today with Vivian Uccello with the City of Manhattan Public Information Officer, and also serving with the Emergency Operations Center here with the COVID-19 efforts. There's a new health order that you anticipate coming next week. Is there anything that you can offer our listeners on that this morning?
Well, we have been in discussion with that. Julia's, the local health officer, has drafted something. We're working through the details. All of these things, of course, have to pass through the legal department and then pass through the Board of County Commissioners. So we're just taking the steps in that process. We're anticipating maybe a few more restrictions as we're looking to continue to protect the community. But again, until those details are finalized, I don't really have a lot to share.
Okay.
But we are the Health Order 15, the order currently in place, does expire on the 30th. So we're hoping the details of the new order will be ready to release to the public Monday or Tuesday.
What are you hearing about the caseload or the workload at some of the primary care physicians and their offices here in the area?
Well, one thing that we've noticed in particular with regard to testing, the swabbing station here at the health department is seeing fewer cases come through on a daily basis. And that's largely due to the fact that each physician's office has kind of taken back the responsibility to conduct their own testing. So that kind of adds more tasks for them, more patients to see. We do have other kind of illnesses going around too, that they're still seeing their regular patients. And I think we're all just trying to navigate this new situation. As much as, you know, we've had months to kind of get used to the new normal, it keeps changing and we have to keep pivoting and keep learning new things. So I know that they're certainly challenged with a lot these days, and we appreciate all of the efforts of the medical community and want to do everything we can to support them. They're really the front lines for all of this. So I can't stress enough that we appreciate everything that they've been doing.
That phone number for getting a little bit of help is 323-6400. That's the number to call if you feel like you are exhibiting some symptoms of COVID-19 and get you set up potentially for the drive-through testing, which is almost like getting hit with an airbag in the face, right?
It's not pleasant. You know, the joke is that they kind of tickle your frontal lobe there, put the swab way up your nose in mm-hmm. order to collect enough material on the sample to get a reliable test result. It's over pretty quickly, but it certainly is not a lot of fun.
Yeah. Anything else, Vivian, you'd like to share with our audience this morning?
Well, I got to visit a little bit with contact tracing staff this week, and they've had a lot of good results talking with people. There's this initial sense that, you know, you're in trouble if you get contacted, if you're positive, and that's really not the case at all. The contact tracing staff is there to help you. They will protect your privacy. Please answer your phone if they call. It'll come up as kind of a number you don't recognize. Please answer your phone. If you have any doubt if it's really the health department, you're always welcome to kind of hang up and call the health department directly to make sure. But please, if you do get that call, cooperate with contact tracing staff and help us identify, you know, who else might need to get tested.
Vivian Uccello, thank you so much for joining us here this morning, and we look forward to hopefully some, you know, decline in some numbers here in the coming days. But, you know, we just keep our fingers crossed and do what we have to do to keep our residents safe and healthy.
Thanks, Dave. We are very much looking forward to that.